You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're looking ahead to round two in the World Grand Prix. My name is Mark Walton and joining me once again is former darts professional turned Sky Sports commentator Rod Harrington. How are you, Rod?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you, Mark.
Good man. It's been a couple of days of darting drama, really, hasn't it? Have you enjoyed it so far?
I have. I mean, this format, as we said from the start, throws up so many different games and so many upsets. However, you know, to call them major upsets, I don't think they are. I mean, like with Phil Taylor losing to Van der Voort, we all know how good Van der Voort is on a double. He's won a European event last year, so he's a quality player. All he had to do was hit his doubles, which he did last night, and that double top quite beautifully getting in. And then he put Phil Taylor under pressure, and not very often you see Phil Taylor under pressure, but he was last night, and he couldn't return it. And James Wade, I mean, that match was an unbelievable match for the first four legs. James Wade played brilliant. But I mean, Sulevic, I mean, we know him well. The last two or three years, he has come on leaps and bounds and a very dangerous player.
Yeah, certainly. Just going back to the Taylor one as well, it was the width of a wire away from hitting a nine darter, still goes out. That just sums up how sharp you have to be in this tournament. You've only got one real chance, haven't you? And before you know it, you could be out.
Exactly right, Mark. I mean, you know, I thought Phil Taylor was going to hit the nine darter because he looked so good on it. And then all of a sudden, the best thing about it was, though, it didn't upset Van der Voort. Van der Voort didn't then think, oh, Phil Taylor's on form. Oh, he's going to come back at me now and beat me. No, Van der Voort just kept focused on that double top in and taking his doubles out. And as I said, he's always been a good scorer. So fair play to Van der Voort. But it just shows you how the standard is improving year on year in the PDC system. It proves that we've got it right. Because we're bringing through not only great players, but very experienced players now.
Yeah, one of the up-and-coming players is Keegan Brown. He fell to Michael Van Gerwen in the first round. He gave Michael Van Gerwen a few problems, as you predicted on this earlier preview for us at William Hill.
Yeah, well, I said he'd get a set, and he certainly did. And what happened with Michael, I mean, he got out of the gate so quickly, got one set up, and then went to sleep. There's no question he just thought he was going to coast and win the game easily. Of course, that is not what it's all about in this game at the professional level. And Keegan Brown, as we said, spoke about, Mark, you know, he's taken some big scalps on the professional stage. You know, Barney, Aidy, and he isn't scared of anybody, and nor are any of the youth players that come through. And it didn't surprise me at all that he took the game to Van Gerwen there at times. But Michael then kind of woke up and thought, look, I need to win this, and went on and won it in the end.
What did you make of Adrian Lewis against Raymond van Barneveld as well, before we get stuck into the betting? I probably didn't expect Lewis to win quite so comfortably.
No, we didn't. I mean, I had that one down as three sets, to be quite honest. But Barney, if he gets into his game early on, he's very dangerous. But at the moment, Barney's in this mindset where he puts himself down so much. Everybody knows what a great player he is, apart from himself at times. And he made it very easy for Aidy. And Aidy at the moment is starting to wake up. He's starting to, I don't know, it's hard to say learn because he's been in the game so long. But what I like about Aidy now, he's not wasting so many darts. He doesn't just flick the dart. You notice, especially tonight, the pace of the darts, all three darts are being thrown, were 9 times out of 10 at the same pace. And he doesn't waste that third dart. And that's so important. When Aidy Lewis was not wasting that third dart, has really upped his percentage and could be dangerous in the tournament.
Yeah, let's take a look at the betting for the tournament then in terms of an outright market. Michael Van Gerwen still at the head of the betting, no surprise there. He's 5-4 now. We'll start with Michael Van Gerwen. Is 5-4 about the right price about him at this moment, do you think?
I think it is, yeah. If you look at the tournament coming in, he was always the favourite. Now Phil Taylor and James Wade has got out, who were two of the other, you know, in the top five players. Yes, I mean, if the punters had backed Van Gerwen from the start at 2-1, then they're sitting there laughing, to be quite honest. There are a lot of other great players in this tournament, but certainly Van Gerwen at 5-4 now. If you took the 2-1, you could be sitting smiling your head off.
Yeah, there'll be a few people smiling if they're back to Gary Anderson as well. He's now 132nd in the betting. Importantly for him, James Wade and Phil Taylor out of his side of the draw, so you'd expect probably meet Van Gerwen in the final should it pan out that way, but he's not got any huge obstacles at the moment.
Well, he hasn't. I mean, with those two falling, it really has opened it up. And the ironic thing is, I spoke to Gary Anderson on Saturday, and he said, I ain't found the dart for a couple of weeks. I'm not playing well. Don't tip me. Don't tip him. And then he goes and plays like that last night. He played quite beautifully. And I think that proves, Mark, that sometimes practicing every day for 4 or 5 hours is not the right way to go. Gary Anderson don't pick his darts up for 2 or 3 days at a time. He keeps fresh for the game, and he certainly looked fresh last night. And it was a real good performance from him. And, yeah, that half the draw has opened up. However, my rank outside tip, which you asked me for, Terry Jenkins, it's now opened up a little bit more for him as well. People who took that 80-1 each way might be thinking, oh, that might be a good little bet now.
Yeah, he's into 25-1 now, Terry Jenkins, an inspired selection at 80-1. And he looked quite good in the first round as well, didn't he?
Well, Terry Jenkins, you know, Mark, I'm with these dart players week in, week out, from Challenge Tour to the Professional Tour, then our European Tour, and then the TV events. So I see the people that are on form all the time. I see how they're playing, how their mindset is. And Terry Jenkins, like Gary Anderson, doesn't practice every day. He keeps fresh for his weekends and his tournaments. And that's why he's looking very good. He's got plenty of bottle. He's been in 9 major finals, so that proves how good a player he has been over the years. It doesn't matter who he's playing, he isn't going to bottle it. And in this game, under this pressure, the double in, that is so important, because when you get under pressure, you start to miss doubles. So if the pressure doesn't really get to you, then you're not going to worry so much about your opponent. And that's why I tipped Terry Jenkins.
All right, I'll just spin through the betting just as it looks at the moment, then in full. Michael Van Gerwen is 5-4. Gary Anderson, 100-30. Adrian Lewis, 7-1. 10-1 for Dave Chisnell. Robert Thornton, 20s, with Ian White at 25s. Michael Smith, another one at 25s, as is Terry Jenkins. 33s for Simon Whitlock and Vincent van der Voort. And it's 40-1 or bigger prices for the other players. If you're just getting involved now, Rod, and you wanted to have a bet in the outright market, who would you recommend?
Well, I mean, obviously, Van Gerwen at 5-4, the big punt, is my lump on him. But the way Robert Thornton played last night, and he was exceptional on the double top as well, as an outsider, I would probably stick a few quid on him and Jenkins. But Gary Anderson, if you're not going to back Michael Van Gerwen, Gary Anderson is looking extremely good at that 130. So perhaps it would be an Anderson hat-trick this year, because he won the World Championships and the Premier League, and adding this World Grand Prix to his little tally of trophies for 1 year would be quite impressive.
Certainly would. Let's have a look at a few of the matches then. We've got matches in the second round on both Tuesday and Wednesday evening. We'll spin through the matches. We'll get Rod's daily double, if you like. He'll give us his best bets on each day in two of the games. So the game's on Tuesday evening, and Michael Smith against Jamie Lewis. Dave Chisnell plays Jelle Klaassen. Michael Van Gerwen takes on Kim Huybrechts, and Adrian Lewis takes on Mark Webster. If you were to pick two out of there, Rod, who would you go with?
Well, I think Michael Smith, although he's apparently got a bit of man flu, as we call it, and got a little bit of a chest infection, I still think he's going to get over Jamie Lewis. Jamie Lewis is still learning the game, well, as Michael Smith is. But I think Michael Smith, over these extra sets now, can relax a little bit more and use his extra scoring power. So I think Michael Smith will win that tonight. And I think he'll win it about 3-1. And certainly for Smith to hit the most 180s in that match as well. A.D. Lewis, I think he will step up tonight, and I think he will win as well. And again, the 180s on Lewis, the big hitters on the 180s. So I think Lewis will hit the 180s, and I think he will win 3-1 as well.
Okay, so starting with Michael Smith and Adrian Lewis on the Tuesday. A couple of other ways in, as Rod mentioned there, the 180 markets and the correct score, so do have a look at those. On to Wednesday evening, Robert Thornton plays Justin Pipe. Mensah Sulevic plays Simon Whitlock. Vincent van der Voort takes on Terry Jenkins, and Gary Anderson against Ian White. That's the lineup for Wednesday. Rod, who are your best bets in there?
Well, you know, that's quite a tough one. I mean, the Gary Anderson Ian White match I really like. I think Gary Anderson's going to win it, because I just think he's got that extra firepower when it comes down to it. And crossing the line, although Ian White's playing really well, I think Gary Anderson will get over the line. Can you just remind me of that first match again, Mark? Sorry.
Yeah, Robert Thornton, Justin Pipe.
Yeah, I think Robert Thornton, he's bang on for that one. Justin Pipe, he got over Steve Beaton, played quite well in sets 2 and 3, but nowhere near the standard that you need to play. And Justin's been a bit like that for the last year. You know, he's won games with just winning odd legs at right times. But I don't think against Robert Thornton he's going to get away with that. Thornton is on a high. I spoke to him after his match last night. He said, I've bought a mortgage on double top at the moment. and I'm going to be tough to beat. So I think that Robert Thornton, that's going to be a good bet. I think he could even win that 3-0 if he really starts to hit the double top. So Thornton and the 180s again. I do like them extra markets, Mark. You know, the 180s, how many sets in a match. There's so many. I mean, William Hill done 18 markets for each match. And sometimes picking a winner or a loser out of it is sometimes hard or sometimes not the value there. But certainly looking at 180s, highest checkouts and that sort of thing, you can have some fun with the betting.
Yeah, and if you like putting them together as well, some people like trebles and that. You got Robert Thornton, highest checkout, most 180s, and to win the match. Just enhances your value a little bit. 9-4 if you think he's going to really cruise through that that one. And by the sounds of it, you're quite leaning towards an easy victory for Thornton there, aren't you? So
I am. Yeah, I think he will. It could be a 3-0 there. I mean, if he doesn't get into the game early on, and as I said, if Thornton hits that double top like he has been hitting it, then it's going to be a tough game for Justin Pipe up there. You know, he's been a good player over the last 2 or 3 years, but players tend to get on a downer if someone hammers him in the first set. And that's what Justin has not been doing and coming back to it. Although we did against Steve Beaton. Steve Beaton's not been at the top of his game. But against Robert Thornton, you're talking about a Premier League player. You know, I'm a top-ranked player. And they don't tend to miss nowadays.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, Rod. Been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Enjoy round two, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again ahead of the quarterfinals.
Look forward to it, Mark. Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.